the book Hebrews, part 333. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture. It's now the right time for the book, which was my doctoral degree, and which was inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh. As there is a Gentile bride who will be saved at the end of Revelation 3, verse 22, the end of the period, the time of Christ, the church, or congregation of Christ, if you read Revelation 3, verse 14 to 22, the seventh church age, or congregation age. It ends at Revelation 3:22. That's where the Ruach HaKodesh will come, and the parousia will happen, and that's where the grace, the dispensation of grace, will stop to exist. Revelation 4, verse 1, Apostle John sees an open door in heaven. Why is the door open? It's where the bridegroom, and the Ruach HaKodesh went in, and then it seals as the door of Noah, not to be opened. The only people that will be saved after that is a couple of people in Revelation 6 verse 9, whose heads will be cut off. They will buy eternal life with their own blood. Hallelujah. And because of the word of Yahushua. Now I've started to preach. Get the book Israel's Rapture. A massive amount of information and research, study work has gone into it. Contact me at your WhatsApp number. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Very important to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Send this link to your friends and family, those that matters. Make sure at least to have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege to be able to study the Word. Being sincere in the study that we are participating in. Absorbing the bread of life. Drinking from the fountain of living waters. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Yahushua. The name above every other name. Now, Apostle Paul continues in Hebrews 13 verse 6. He says, remember then that are in bonds. So remember them that are in bonds with other people. That is bond. As bond with them. So this doesn't mean that I have to go to a bar and go and sit there and order a double whiskey and coke or whiskey or whatever you drink with it. I never drank in my life. Go and sit with it there to bond with the guy that's an alcoholic, or the one that's sitting there sitting and mucking Yahushua, and the atmosphere in a bar is anything but creating the opportunity where you can witness to anybody about the kingdom of Yahushua. If you think that you can go and sit in a pub, we call it a bar, pub, and try and win souls for Yahushua, you you are at the wrong place, they will most probably throw you out. Because those guys went there not to hear the word of Yahweh, especially the revelation word, but they went there for the purpose to drown their sorrows and their problems. So if you want to have a problem, go to a pub. So when the Bible says that we are, remember then that are in bonds, it means that when we see a sinner, we must remember that we were sinners ourselves. We didn't fall out of heaven as angels with long wings. We were there. Although we grew up in a Pentecostal environment and home, falling in love with the Word, we also did sin through our lives, because the disciples said, "Good Master," he says, "nobody's good, not even me." That's Yahushua speaking. He says, "All have sinned. All people have sinned. And therefore they need the grace, the revelation, redemption, grace blood." The Bible says that Yahushua never sinned. The word says he never sinned, but he became sin for our purposes. How did he become sin? He became sin by dying on a wooden cross, on a Roman cross. He became sin because cursed is he, says the word, who dies on a Roman cross. Because the Roman cross as we knew it, well, sometimes a cross like that, well, that Roman cross, 99% of the time, it looks like that. And there's scriptures that says it was a pole. It could have been a pole, it could have been a cross, it's a wood. He died on a wooden cross. The shape, I don't want to debate. But the fact that history shows that 300 years before Yahushua was born, already the Roman cross existed, the one that we know. And why would it just be a straight pole? Why would it just be a straight pole? I just wonder. But it's not the type of cross that he died on. The curse that was upon the cross, the curse that was upon the Roman cross, it was an object where murderers and sinners, bad people, rapists, and I don't want to go into it, where they were punished on, where they had to die on. This is what it was. That's why the Bible says, "Cursed is he that dies on the cross." So how did Yahushua become sin? He was cursed for us. He knew no sin. He did, meaning he didn't commit in sin. Not once. Why? Because he came to abolish sin. And that's why Satan tried his utmost best. In the 40 days that Yahushua was in the desert, Satan tried his utmost best to derail him, offering him different prizes if he will fall down and worship him, jump from the mountain, speak to the mountain, call it to be bread. And you know the scriptures. I find Yahushua sitting with the drunkards and the prostitutes. Not prostituting, not drinking with the drunkards, but being in their presence, ministering unto them. In the situation where they were. And today's church life in 2026 has become so sophisticated. Let's go and ask any one of these great, great evangelists and pastors, and you call them whatever you will. Ask him when last have he sat with a hobo, a drunkard, on a sidewalk, leading him to Yahushua. No, it won't. It's beneath its standard. They don't want to be seen in the presence of these type of people. They like to be functioned anew by the most important people in town. Remember then that thou art in bonds, as bound with them. We don't sin with them. We just think about it, that we were sinners, bound for hell ourselves. And if we can acknowledge that this morning, then we can make a difference in a lost world. I said, then we suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Sometimes when I drive down the street and at the traffic lights, especially in South Africa, we have a lot of people standing with the board that says, please help, bread, clothes, some money, no job, can't find a job. And most of the people is white people, because of BEE and opportunities has been taken away, and there's no job. Unfortunately, it's not a sin to say it. If you don't create your own business, being an entrepreneur, but still, when you want to create a business, you need money to get operated, started. There's not a chance. And then they end up in a street lane at a traffic light with a board that says, no food, children, wife, needs a peace job, will do anything. And also, it's so impossible to give to every one of these people. It's just impossible. But when I see that person standing, a man, standing with a board, and there's women as well, standing with that board, begging for something, I see myself without the grace of Yahushua. You know, Yahushua, the word says to his disciples, I was hungry and you fed me not. I was cold and you clothed me not. I was in jail and you visited me not. I was in need and you didn't assist me. And then the disciples said to Yahushua, when were you in jail and we visit you not? When were you hunger, and we feed you not? Or thirst, and we didn't give you something to drink? Or cold, and we didn't clothe you? And then Yahushua says, as you do to the least of my children, so you have done unto me. But again I say, we need to have the spirit of discernment. We must have a heart of an evangelist to sum up the situation and to be in the position to testify a testimony of love, agape love, supernatural love, to a lost sinner. And that's why when I was a pastor for 18 years in congregations before I resigned the ministry 28 years ago, churches, denominations, and my congregations, my assemblies, Tuesday night were training night for evangelists. And you will not believe on a Tuesday night how many people I had in my church came in for training. Training ordinary people how to approach somebody. How to lead people those days with the Lord or Jesus to Yahshua today. Teaching them, training them in the basics of being an evangelist. Because Yahshua didn't say that he saved us to come and sit in church and warm the pews. He called us to be a blessing unto a sinner, somebody in a lost world. So today, let's use the opportunity just to look around us and see where we can make a bit of a difference. Because every little bit we do can change somebody's lives. Time has caught up with us. Let's be in this day, be the best Yahvist we can be. Until tomorrow morning, His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.